Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
You know, you put in a lot of hard work throughout the year, and you never really know for sure how you're going to play the first game. Had an idea. We think we're going to be a pretty good football team, but during the course, I guess if you draw it up perfectly, you like to see the team fight through a little adversity, all those things we had to do, getting behind the way we did right away. Offensively, we talked a lot about explosive plays and getting all the guys involved. After we settled down a little bit, Jay threw the ball, distributed the ball around. Brandon Marshall, I think it's safe to say, was as good as advertised. Alshon Jeffrey, all the receivers. Errol Bennett made a lot of big plays. The protection, for the most part, was pretty good. And we did some things with the running game also. So I thought we, Mike Tice and the rest of the offensive staff had a great game plan to get things moving. And not only just the big plays, but, every time seemed like Andy was able to get a little momentum, we matched it with a drive to score. Defensively, we talk a lot about taking the ball away. I think we were plus three or so. Normally, when you're plus three, you have a chance to win the football game. At times, I didn't think our pass rush was as good as it needed to be. But for the most part, I thought they kind of tightened things down. And special teams, getting that takeaway was big also. First game, you wanted, the best we could be. It was 1-0, which we are. A lot of things to improve upon, which we will. Injury-wise, we came out of the game in pretty good shape. Charles Tillman had a lower leg injury. That's about all we can say right now. Hopefully it's not too serious. After Brian Urlacher got, I think about 35 reps or so, I chose to take him out. I think that's about it. Of guys that's been injured, Chris Conte, Stephen Pye were able to get through without any trouble. I think for our team it was important to just, what we say we're going to be as a football team, I think it's important to let everybody see right away what that can be and what it can look like. We have weapons on the outside, but you want to see it out there on the field. And of course, they did a great job today. I think we all knew, those kind of plays can't happen. No, what went through my mind is, hey, we got to get the ball. We'll be back out there right away. You got to move on to the next play. Whether the play, you have a positive play or a negative play, you can never live in the past. It's got to be about that next play. And we answered fairly quick. It's good to have a player like Michael Peard all over the field. He's played that way. That's why we brought him in here. I thought, the guys did a great job of getting Michael involved along with what you're going to get, from a great player in Matt Forte. I thought he was outstanding also. Whenever you play your old team, you want to play a certain way. We've talked about the all-season Tim Jennings has had throughout. It's great in all-season work, training camp, but he's been playing that way. He's competing hard. But as a cornerback, though, last year, Tim will tell you, he had opportunity to make a couple interceptions. This year, he's making the plays. And I think he had a couple picks. That's a pretty good day if a cornerback can get a couple and had a say in one other. So, great start by Tim. I thought Andrew Luck's a good player. It's the reason why he's the first pick in the draft. He had to fight through some things, but, they got behind, but he kept showing up, making plays. He did a great job of being mobile in the pocket and finding his receivers under stress. So he's going to help them win a lot of games. Chuck Pagano has the team headed in the right direction. When you make a wholesale change like that, it takes a little while, but you can see the makings. Without watching it, you have to really go back and watch the video, but whenever you're having success, a quarterback has time, and you're running the football, you have to assume that the offensive line played pretty good. And not just the offensive line. Evan Rodriguez, our tight end, all of that inside core group. So we think they played pretty good. Hopefully film will say that. Of course, Brian wanted to play the entire game, and when we told him he was going out, it's not like he said, okay, I love you, that's a great idea. But, there's a bigger picture, and we wanted to get him a little bit of work. This is his first action. look at it like that first preseason game. You don't let a guy go the entire time unless you have to, and we didn't have to today.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.